Estevan, the Royal Canadian Legion Estevan Branch No. 60 gathered on December 11 for its annual Past President's Supper, an event that brought together members and supporters to reflect on the past year's achievements and outline future goals. Held at the Legion Hall, the evening celebrated the branch's legacy while addressing the challenges and opportunities ahead. Jim Frosty Forrest, who returned as president for another term, delivered an address that summarized the activities, achievements, and commitment of the branch, particularly in supporting veterans and contributing to the community. Forrest expressed gratitude for the dedication of the members and volunteers who have kept the organization thriving. The past year has brought some challenges as well as rewards. As always, our branch has stayed active in the community, providing color parties for various events, such as provincial minor ball tournaments, the Canada Day Parade in Beanfey, and, of course, the annual United Way Telethon, Forrest said in his address, listing many community events the Legion participated in. Forrest highlighted the branch's significant donations to local organizations, which have been possible through fundraising events and support from the Estevan community. "We were able to make substantial donations to the veterans program and support many other worthwhile causes," he pointed out. Over the past year, Branch No. 60 has distributed over $74,000 to various groups. Community donations went to the St. Joseph's Hospital's MRI campaign and other health initiatives, youth sports team, culture organizations, senior living facilities, and more, with over $46,500 in total. Donations from the Legion's Poppy Fund exceeded $27,000 and were directed towards local Army and Air cadets, as well as various initiatives supporting veterans and more. "These donations are a way for us to give back to the community that supports us," Forrest said. "Every dollar we raise stays here, helping people in Estevan and making a difference in their lives." Forrest also noted that the Legion worked on improving facilities, thanks to support from local businesses and the provincial government. The clubroom received a new paint job. The clubroom also received two new pool tables and lights. The memorial hall has a new overhang over the front door, and we will soon have the new bingo machine up and running, as soon as we get the flashboard, Forrest said. The president also emphasized the importance of community partnerships and how they enable the branch to extend its impact. From organizing the annual Poppy campaign to hosting events that bring people together, the Legion remained a busy community center throughout the year. Forrest pointed out the hall rentals have been up, and they also saw quite a bit of activity at the events and activities they organize, which helps generate funds to keep the doors open and support the community in return. The Legion's truck raffle, currently underway with a draw for a Ford truck and cash prizes to take place on December 31st, remains the organization's main fundraiser of the year. Forrest acknowledged the volunteers who help make the fundraiser a success. The year also brought some challenges. The main problem the Legion faced was the aftermath of a storm, which left them facing the need to do major fundraising to replace the roof on the halls. "Our roof on our halls was severely damaged by hail, and will need to be replaced in the spring," Forrest said. "There will be a huge cost to this, and we will need to do some creative fundraising to make this happen." Secretary and Treasurer Bernice Forrest then presented the annual financial report. Souris Moose Mountain MP Robert Kitchen and Estevan Big Muddy MLA Lori Carr sent in their greetings, and Cown. Dave Elliott spoke to guests on behalf of the City of Estevan. "You all know you're an incredible part of this community," Elliott said. "Keep doing what you're doing." Members then went over executive reports. An election was needed only for the second vice president position, for which Mel Murray defeated Jeff Thiessen. The rest of the branch No. 60 executive for the next year is first vice president Willie Forrest, past president Lyle Duckhart, sergeant at arms Willie Forrest, assistant sergeant at arms Quentin Dosh, and chaplain John Mohan. 2-year executive members are Colleen Jensen, Darcy Williams, John Greenhow, Kimberly Ball, Dave Elliott, and Thiessen. 1-year executives are George Kingdon, Blaine Millions, Terry Torgenrud, and Gloria Leach. 2 positions were vacant. The event dignitary, Zone 1 Commander Nedra Clark, then installed all new members. The evening also saw a shared meal, as well as traditional toasts, anthems, and ceremonies.